Today's case will be about the issue of moral obligation. And just as a review, the issue of moral obligation comes up when someone promises to pay someone for a benefit given to them in the past. So for example, if I had painted your house without any sort of contract, and then a month later you came back and you promised to pay me $5,000 for providing that service, then the issue of moral obligation would arise. In general, courts will not enforce these type of after-the-fact promises. The narrow exceptions to this rule are cases where a promise was made after the statute of limitations has expired, when a contract was previously invalid, has since become valid, or when someone promised to pay back a debt that was previously discharged. Okay, let's go into today's case. Today's case is Harrington versus Taylor, and it took place in the Supreme Court of North Carolina in 1945. And the purpose of this case is to see the outer limits of moral obligation and when promises will or will not be enforced. So before we go into the facts, I just want to give a heads up. The facts of this case are a little bit violent and gruesome. So there's your warning. So on one side of this dispute, we have a person who I'm going to call the husband. And then we also, on the other side of the dispute, we have the friend of the husband's wife, and I'm going to call her the hero. And so let's figure out what happens in this story. So it starts out where the husband assaulted his own wife. And the wife gets out of the house, she escapes, and she finds refuge in the hero's house. The next day, the husband managed to find his way into the hero's house and started assaulting his wife again. And then, I guess as a way of defending herself, the wife managed to pull out an axe, knocked her husband down with that axe, and then she raised it up and was about to literally chop off the husband's head, or at least something to that effect. And then as she started to swing down the axe, the hero, she came in and intervened and used her hand to block the axe from actually hitting the husband's head. And so this ended up severely mutilating the hero's hand, but she also saved the husband's life. So after having his life saved, the husband promised the hero that he would pay her damages for whatever she suffered in saving his life. But after only paying a really small amount, the husband didn't pay anything more to the hero. And so now the hero is suing because she wants the husband to pay up the full amount of what he promised to pay. Okay, so now we have this moral obligation case again, and where the husband is promising to pay for some benefit he's received in the past. Now, you're the judge, and you have to decide whether or not you're going to enforce that husband's promise and make him pay up, or if you're going to let this hero walk away empty-handed. If you're in our Pod Talk group, go ahead and leave a comment and tell me what your ruling is. Okay, let's talk about how the judge ruled. The judge in this case said that there is no contract, no obligation for the husband to pay what he promised to pay, and that this situation, it doesn't fit into any of those exceptions for moral obligation. End of story. And the ruling is that this was a voluntary humanitarian act. It was not a contract. Therefore, we're not going to force the husband to pay up. So it's pretty cold-blooded. There you go. And if that ruling bothers you, if you don't like that, well, I'll just say go ahead and make sure to tune in next week. We'll have another case. It might make you feel a little bit better. However, you know, that was basically it. This case was really, really short. Didn't really have anything to say about it other than just to show you how, like, moral obligations, courts really do not enforce these promises. So yeah, that's it for this case. I'll talk to you next time.